I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to
Tell Us a Good Story.
This episode is being presented to you by Storyside Church, where your story matters. At Storyside Church, they believe God always writes a good story.
You can join them for church online each Sunday morning on their Facebook page or watch their entire library of prior services on their YouTube channel, Storyside Church.
Steph.
I'm so excited.
This is about to be amazing.
I'm so excited.
Can you just do me a favor? And let me ask a couple questions to our guests.
You guys, this is freaking fantastic.
Are you crying already?
I might have tears in my eyes. I'm so excited right now. Yes.
Friends, our next guests are possibly the most popular couple in the world. He has a big white beard, glasses, a red coat with white fur, and typically carries a bag full of toys for children, and here to get you in the Christmas spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Tell Us a Good Story, Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yay, guys!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! How are y'all?
Oh, we are so good. We're so good.
Thank you for saying yes to us.
Because you're very busy right now.
Very busy.
We are, and the elves are everywhere.
So, what is the best part of being Santa and Mrs. Claus during the month of December here?
Well, I think the best part of being Santa and Mrs. Claus is the same as it should be any time of the year. It's the children. We go from here to there and wide and far to visit little children. And the looks on their faces, the hugs, the love. Man, it is simply amazing to have a child come running from across a parking lot or a store and just throw their arms around us. Hugs are the best.
Now, let's be honest. You're not really the real Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
Well, bam, you caught us.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Mrs. Claus looks way too good to be Mrs. Claus. So I knew there was something going on there.
That is true.
Well, Pop Claus, as I go by, is a very, very lucky man because she is a beautiful lady and always by my side. So we go by Lolly and Pop Claus. And the reason we do that is because I believe, or we believe, that Christmas is a spirit. Christmas isn't about one single fat guy. There's a lot of us fat guys out there. And even if the fat guy didn't show up, if you're loving and you're caring for somebody and you're giving, then that's what Santa's about. And that's the spirit of Santa. So if a child comes up to us and says, you know, hey, you're not the real Santa Claus, or, and the beard is real. So I let them pull the beard.
Yes.
And everything. But if they say, hey, you're not the real Santa, or I saw the real Santa at the mall, or anything like that, we simply let them know, no, we're not the real Santa, not going to lie to you. We are Lolly and Pop Claus. Now, if you're a Christian, you know that we're all of one bloodline, the bloodline of David, Jesus Christ. We sing the song in church camp all the time, Father Abraham had many sons, and I'm not going to sing because it's bad. So we believe that we are cousins of Santa Claus, and the old fat guy needs some help every now and then. So Lolly and Pop Claus, we serve wherever we're needed. We do all kinds of events, parties, get-togethers. We did a car dealership yesterday along with a craft fair. But anyway, it's Lolly and Pop Claus.
So Lolly and Pop Claus, what's one of the more memorable experiences, I guess, you've had with a kid showing up at one of the events that you've been to? And Lolly, you can answer this if you'd like.
Mine was just yesterday that it happened.
Really?
We were barely getting out of the car. He stepped maybe 1 foot out of the car. And across the parking lot, we hear, Santa, Santa, Santa. And it's a little girl running, and she's probably, I'd say she's probably 25, a little Down syndrome girl.
Oh.
And she ran up and just hugged him. It made her day when she saw us getting out of the car. And so we were in the parking lot for like 20 minutes just talking to her. She was telling us what she wanted for Christmas. And it was so sweet and authentic that it just made my day.
Oh. How about you, Pop Claus?
Well, the stories are actually endless. And I think one of my favorite events was from a retirement home. But I, too, yesterday, we were at the dealership, as she just said. And we were in our sleigh, and we were sitting there taking pictures. And two brothers and a sister came up and they sat in their lap and mom took the picture. And when we got done, the oldest, maybe 12, 13 years old, he whispers in my ear and he says, "You know what I want for, sorry, you know what I want for Christmas?" I said, "What's that, buddy?" He said, "I want my dad to be better."
Oh,
and it's things like that, man, that just, they just tug on your heart. It's like, how can you not be there to love on kids when they have such a desire to be loved and cared for?
Right. Mm. I can't imagine, I guess, even some of the requests that you would get from a child, and I won't even say an adult like my wife, because I'm sure she gives Santa some crazy requests here. But what are some of the more interesting requests than you've gotten as Lolly and Pop Claus?
Well, because we are Christians, and I said this to you, and I don't know if this is the right place, but we tell our children when we go, even when we go to a private house, we always ask them, "Are you Christians?" And we explain to them that Santa and Mrs. Claus, or Lolly and Pop Claus, whatever we're representing there, that we're the fun part of the season. And Jesus Christ is the real reason for the season. And I know that's kind of a overused pun, if you will, but it's still, that's the truth of it. Jesus Christ is the reason. So when these kids come up to us, we have a lot of opportunities to just stop. And we do whenever, wherever we are. If a child says, "I've got a need," whether it's, you know, praying for their parents, their family, whatever the situation, a lack of funds in their family, we will stop right there and we just pray with the child. And if the parent wants to get involved, we'll pray with the parent too. And so therefore, the spirit of Santa, not just a character.
See, I love that you guys do this together, because last year we went to try to find a Santa because of COVID and everything. We wanted to have our kids have a picture with Santa. And as we were driving, there was this little market and they were doing Santa Claus. And my daughter's like, "Do you think Mrs. Claus will be there?" I'm like, "Oh, baby girl, I hope so, because I want to see Mrs. Claus so bad." We get out and there is Santa and Mrs. Claus. And I took off running. Like, I am not 25 years old. And I was so excited. And the kids got their picture. And I was like kind of just dancing behind the camera. And Mrs. Claus was like, "Would you like a picture?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I would love to have a picture with her."
But guys, what is wrong with this picture? An adult woman sprints to go hug Mrs. Claus and Santa while leaving our three kids with me.
Yeah.
In the dust,
I
right?
I was so excited. Well, I was just going to say, because it's rare to see a Mrs. Claus. So I love that you guys do it together, because it's always Santa. But now that we have hot Mrs. Claus, I love that.
Thank you.
Well, I will say this, that Mrs. Claus is pretty popular amongst the dads. I'll say that. but we have a lot of cases where the three kids would have been standing there by themselves and mom and dad would have been up there hugging us.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
It happens all the time.
I totally see that.
So last week, all right, we went to a tree lighting
ceremony
in our hometown here, okay, and just outside of Columbus, Ohio. And they had a parade beforehand, and there was a Santa who was on top of our fire truck going in this parade, right? He was the kind of the grand finale, mm-hmm. I guess, of this parade.
Grand Marshal.
Yes.
I was shocked, Lolly and Pop, the reaction I saw from adults. I saw adults yelling at Santa how much they love him, right? As he was riding by, I'm like, are you kidding me? So yeah, what are some of the
stories
you have from dealing with even adults when they see you?
It's all the time. Yesterday we had a dozen ladies.
At least 12.
At least a dozen ladies show up. They were our hometown of Lubbock, Texas had a turkey run yesterday.
Okay.
And I don't know how far it was.
5 miles.
5 miles.
5 miles. Okay.
And every one of them had a mommy tumbler in their hands. And we know what mommy tumblers mean. I think it was actually a wine and run, I think is what it was.
Okay.
And so these 12 ladies were feeling pretty good. And man, they came in. We had to take our picture. We had a group picture with all 12 mommies. And then these moms were following us around. I bet you I took 5-6 photos with one mom.
What? Yeah, the one mom in particular. I began to think she was hitting on Santa Claus.
And I got to tell you this story, because this is hilarious. We went last year, we did a nursing home. The ladies, and this was their words, not ours, they were tired of the old men in their building. And so Santa Claus was a delight for the young ladies of 75, 80 years old, whatever it was.
Santa was fresh meat.
He was the youth group.
Yeah. I had ladies patting me in places that I did not desire to be patted. I mean, it was very interesting. And some of their comments and some of the things they said, I don't know what you call them. They're way beyond cougars. But adults are often much, much more funny than the children are.
Friends, we just want to take a moment here to say thank you to all you loyal listeners.
Just found out that Tell Us a Good Story is now in the top 1.5% of all podcasts worldwide. And that is because of you guys sharing with your family and friends on social media and giving us positive reviews on all the podcast platforms.
And if your friends ask, just tell them they can get our entire catalog of episodes at kevinandsteph.com or wherever they like to get their podcasts.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Tell Us a Good Story. So I want to know, when does Santa start asking you guys for help during the Christmas season? When does the whole, like, getting ready for Pop Claus start?
We have already been to more gigs this year before Thanksgiving than we've ever been before. And people just keep pushing it up and up and up. And it's kind of odd. We appeared in Portales, New Mexico last weekend at a craft fair. And I thought, man, we haven't even had, this was before Thanksgiving. I'm like, we haven't even had turkey yet. And you guys are all, but the beard thing, in reality, I am salt and pepper, probably a little more salt than pepper.
Okay.
And so Mrs. Claus puts me through a process and we bleach it and get it down to as blonde as we can get. And then there's a little coloring added into it for appearances to get it just a little more white. But it is a real beard, and just like my 7 grandbabies, the children love to play with the beard. They think that's hilarious to pull Santa's beard and it not come off. So,
well, first off, you both look amazing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And here's the reason why I think Steph asked. We've been married 17 years now, and on our 5th year anniversary, we went down to Key West, Florida. We were staying at a really nice hotel, and while we were staying there, we were at the pool one day, and there was a gentleman who was growing out his beard to be a mall Santa. Okay, so this was the end of October, all right? We were both absolutely shocked. The reactions that this man got from kids around the pool, I mean, he couldn't be by himself, right? Because kids were immediately going over the pool, and we're asking him, hey, are you Santa? And he would like whisper, hey, don't tell anybody, Mrs. Claus and I are on vacation right now, getting ready for the season. So then afterwards, we went up and we just started talking to him, and he started growing his beard to help the real Santa, the end of September, I think. And so he talked about the process to get ready for the Christmas season and help out the real Santa. But we were just blown away by the reactions he got just hanging out. Like, kids would not leave him alone
Swim
at all.
Swim trunks, Bermuda shirt.
Yes, yes.
Like, but he did such a great job. Like, no, shh, you know.
Right.
I'm just on vacation with Mrs. Claus. Like, it was very
he was
cute
great.
How he was.
So with you two being a couple and being out in public, have you had any odd things while you are Lolly and Pop Claus, whether it's
at restaurants.
At a restaurant or walking into a mall or any weird experience, you accidentally trip and fall, but you're in Santa, or you snap at Mrs. Claus accidentally. Like, how does that work?
Smart.
She snaps back. there's a scene in the Tim Allen version of Santa Claus where he talks about the importance of putting on the uniform. We're putting on the red coat and the boots, and that activates. There's a lot of truth to that. When you say, hey, I'm going to be a Santa or a Santa's helper, however you want to word it, and you strap on these clothes, then you're committing to something. So as she said yesterday, I wasn't even fully in costume. The little girl jumps out and starts running towards us. You respond. It's not a question of do I respond. It's amazing how many people respond to us. I also am a public address announcer, and it's funny because people either recognize us as Santa or they recognize us as my voice. A lot of people recognize my voice before they do my look. I do appreciate very much that people recognize that Santa isn't just a costume, that Santa has a real heart for people, and we have a heart for people, and we're there to serve. Whether we got the costumes on or not.
Oh, that's good.
So When did Santa contact you? How many years ago and asked you guys if you wanted to do Lolly and Pop Claws?
How long ago did Santa recruit them to work for him?
Yes. Right?
We have been, we're in about year seven.
Really?
Year seven since we decided to do it, made the investment in the costumes. And
so whose idea was it?
Yes.
She saw me in the bedroom one day and I was looking good with my beard. She said, I can't be selfish and hold it to myself. Right?
Yeah, that was it. That was
exactly it, Lolly.
I don't know. You know, we had talked about serving this way for quite some time, and we just decided, I guess about 7 years ago, jump on it and do it.
I want to know where you guys found or who made your beautiful costumes.
Those are legit.
They're legit. Like, it looks like the elves made it themselves. So where do you go find that?
We were very fortunate. We had a costume company that was here, and they've gone out of business since. I will tell you this. I have suits in my closet that I wear for funerals and weddings that cost a lot less than these costumes.
Really?
We went all out. Like I say, we invested a good chunk of money to come up with these, but the place we got them is no longer a company.
Well, that's what Key West Santa said. He said the exact same thing. If you would only know how much we spent on my Santa costume, because like yours, it's beautiful.
But Steph, I would be a sweaty mess.
Yes!
Getting out. That has to be so hot. Like yesterday, right? For a couple hours. You're in Texas. It is warm. So does it get really uncomfortable then being in a Santa and Mrs. Claus suit for multiple hours at a time?
Absolutely. They are not cool costumes. Yesterday, fortunately for us, the two places we were in the open. And okay. It's about 40 degrees here right now. It's very comfortable at that temperature. But if it gets any more than that, we have to have the costumes sent to the dry cleaners. Either that or you get the smelly Santa.
Like last year during COVID, we had a company put us in a store window and they had like balloons above us and had it really pretty and all set up. And we saw the kids, they sat in front of the window.
Really?
Yeah, the couch and everything was out on the sidewalk and we were inside in a window display.
About a 3 foot wide window. He's 3 foot wide by himself. It was so hot. That was the most uncomfortable I've been in costume.
Oh, man.
I want to know what you guys do with all the Christmas lists that kids give you guys.
We save them.
Do you?
Santa's an old softie, if you can't tell. I have to stop every now and then because certain things kind of get to me. But it's, you know, it blows me away how many children, the focus on what they're getting is not toys and gifts for them.
Mm.
It's, I want this for my baby sister. I want this for my mommy. I want this for my daddy. They're entrusting us with a lot.
Right.
And so most of those things are, we'd have to dig a little bit, but we'll find them if you want them.
When I was researching and prepping for this conversation, I had seen where Mall Santas had mentioned how many times kids will have a request and it's not about them. It is, I would love to see a deceased relative, or I'd love to see my mommy and daddy get back together, or my grandmother has cancer or something. Like, I never thought about that, of the random requests you would get that's not toy related. It's not even about them. I don't know how I would handle that. That would be very tough for me emotionally to leave or see an underprivileged kid. That would be very hard for me because I'm a softie as well.
Well, how do you handle those requests?
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, we have stopped and we'll stop. We'll pray with them.
We pray because that's all we can do. Some of the requests are so big.
If anybody's ever been to a mall or any place where a Santa rep is, you've got tons and tons of kids in line. And for us, the most important person is the person that's in our laps at that time. So if little Johnny and little Susie's got to stand in line for 15, 20 more minutes while we love on a child, then that's what our job is. And so we will very much take the time to love on them. If it's something that we need to involve parents in, we'll bring the parents into the chair with us and talk to the parents as well. I don't know, man. Kids are very special.
Yes.
If you hand us a bitty baby, you may not get it back. I'm just saying.
I'd be afraid about dropping a kid, like a mom giving me or like Pop Claws a baby when he doesn't have a handle on him yet. Has that happened? Like a kid fell off your leg or anything?
Never a bitty baby, because when they're tiny, you know, whatever I got to do, I'm getting everything I can get under them to make sure they don't, because I can't imagine how awful that would be.
All right, Steph, I'm going to test you again here. What is your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, it's the Bible, Kevin.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very good. This time you didn't say the book we wrote called You Met Her Where.
But it's still a really good book.
That is true.
And it would make a great gift for friends or relatives on their birthday or for Christmas.
Friends, you can order your copy of our book titled You Met Her Where at kevinandsteph.com. And we will make sure to personally sign a copy for you or whoever you want.
And as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
So what do you guys do then if you have a child who doesn't speak English, maybe has a hearing issue? How does Lolly and Pop Claus handle those kind of issues?
Well, I will tell you, we were in Portales last weekend, and apparently they have a large population of children who do not speak English.
Okay.
And I had a little boy walk up to me, and he must have been to an ugly sweater contest. He had the ugliest Christmas llama sweater on that I've ever seen. And in conversation, I talked about his sweater, and I said, hey, you want to sit up here on Santa's lap and take a picture? And the whole time, the kid was just blank-faced. He just looked at me, so I finally picked him up, and I set him on my knee, and I started talking to him about Thanksgiving and Christmas, and the whole time, he's just staring at me. So 5 minutes into this conversation, the mom finally looks at me, and she goes, he doesn't speak English. I was like, that would have been good information to have, okay? So it happens a lot, you know, and we'll have siblings translate for us. And so I really feel bad when I can't talk to them. The same little boy last week, he got off and he said, gracias. And I know what that means, but that's about it. And Lolly says, what'd you say? Donata. And so then I had to have the missus translate for what my wife was saying, because I had no idea what Donata was. So, but it happened.
Okay, how many kids do you guys think you see in one season?
We probably saw in excess of 100 yesterday at two events. And, you know, a lot of it depends.
That's a lot of lifting, too. You have to be strong, Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
That's true. So are you aching when you get done from all these, even adults, right? Sitting on your lap, taking a picture. Like, are you guys exhausted by the end of these events?
We are tired.
Yeah.
We did the two events yesterday, and then we had guests over at the house for a birthday party. And I think I was asleep by 8.
Sleep by 9.
I don't know. I went to my easy chair and I was gone, because it's exhausting.
Well, not only physically could it be exhausting, but also like mentally and emotionally, because you guys have to be on the entire time. So I'm sure that kind of wears you guys out too.
Right.
It does. And yesterday's event we had, it was interesting. We have a group here called Team Grinch. Cindy Lou Who was there. Buddy the Elf was there. Even more so than normal. Sometimes you get a little break between kids. When we were on break between kids, we were interacting with the other characters for the enjoyment of the crowd. And so, yeah, it's like I said, you have to be on all the time.
All right, Lolly, what's the weirdest question somebody has asked you?
What is the weirdest question?
I don't know. That's we don't get asked a lot of questions. You probably ask us more questions than we've been asked in character for the past couple of years. It's always, we do.
But now, yesterday, I thought I was going to have to share Santa Claus. That's how much I was beginning to get a little worried.
About the fourth or fifth time this lady wanted to take my picture with her and her tumbler. And I was seriously looking around. Miss Claus was shopping at the craft fair, and I was seriously looking around for backup, okay?
Okay, what is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to Lolly and Pop Claus?
While in character?
Yes.
I am a big man, okay? And I have a quality costume, but the pants have always been an issue for me.
Oh.
And this past year, we added suspenders, but I always have this feeling that I'm walking through crowds and my pants are around my knee. And it's never happened, but if you ever see me...
You make me look and check. Yeah.
Take a couple paces back behind me and make sure my pants are up around where they need to be. I wear a gym shorts underneath the pants. I could have swore several times that everything was down around my knees and...
That would be the worst feeling.
I guess I was thinking you'd have to be careful about what you eat, what you drink. Like, you can't spill coffee, right, on your outfit. Do you have to be very careful what you eat and drink while you're out?
Well, this happened just last weekend while we were in Portales. They had food vendors at this craft fair.
Okay.
And one of the food vendors was a taco truck.
Oh.
And I don't know what you guys eat in Ohio, but these were not Texas tacos. They were something extra, man. These were the best tacos I ever had. But we got them and we left and we were driving to Roswell where our next event was. And so we drove a few miles, let them cool off. And then we pulled over to the side of the road and we sat on the side of the road and ate these tacos.
Okay.
They were very messy. The being careful was not even the word. So, so nervous.
We were being very careful and we got none on us and everything went good. And then I looked in the rearview mirror and I've got cumin?
Had to be.
Well, some kind of orange greasy sauce all on my top lip. It was bright orange. Just
there was no hiding it.
It happens.
Right.
We're not to eat our drink while I'm in.
Yeah, we'll drink water, but that's about it. We, because of that concern.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you get a big old ketchup stain or taco sauce or whatever on your fur, it's there.
And my lipstick. My lipstick can't be out of place.
Oh,
that's true. Man,
you have to be so careful.
Okay, I want to know what it's like when you guys are driving to an event
and people
are passing you.
Got a stoplight or something?
Yes.
Oh, they wave. They get so excited. I mean, he was getting gas the other day, and we had cars honking and waving, just going crazy.
I love it.
And now, these are adults getting crazy.
We like to just go into the public in costume. When we get ready to buy our Christmas dinner, we'll go to our local grocery store that we shop at all the time, and we shop as Mr. and Mrs. Claus. And it's the same thing. I mean, people, you know, everybody, we stop for hundreds of pitcher ops and pitchers with service dogs. And it is a lot of fun just to walk through in character. Everybody loves you.
New best friend.
Yeah, right?
It's funny you say that because I was meeting somebody at a restaurant. I parked right beside Santa in his like Ford Focus or whatever. And he and I got out at the same exact time. And it was like, oh, okay. And so we walked in together. He didn't climb on the roof or anything, but we walked in together. And I was just like, hey, you ready for this? And he's like, yep, never been better. And it was, I remember I was like, oh my gosh, I'm walking into this restaurant. I'm holding the door for Santa. And it was just like the coolest thing for me.
Lots of times we will go either, you know, Saturday or Sunday, and we're down to the end of our day. We will just go and have dinner, and we'll have dinner as character.
Really?
And we often get our meals, not that they were there for that, but lots of time people will volunteer to pay for our meals.
Aww.
You know, because we're in character at the restaurant, which that's not the reason we go there. And I hope that doesn't sound wrong, but it's very interesting how many people, just for a love of the season and the idea that Santa brings, we'll go to pay our bill and they took care of it, you know?
Well, I love that because they know you're helping kids and other people, just bringing some cheer to them, being kind to them. Like you said, you've been praying for these people, right? So for people to take care of your meal, oh, that's awesome. Well, friends, for more information about Lolly and Pops, they do Zoom meetings with your family, with your kids. I would highly recommend it.
Highly recommend
it's
it, guys.
It's $25 per call here for up to 10 minutes. The phone number and their information, we're going to put in the show notes. The phone number is 806-445-6894. And they had to pick a alias on Facebook, okay? So on Facebook, you can go to Scott Bailey, and it's actually scott.bailey.9235. Look them up. Reach out to Scott Bailey. That's his alias name. And set up a Santa Zoom meeting with this couple. They are absolutely
phenomenal.
Fantastic. Well, Lolly and Pops, seriously, thank you so very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys so much for having us. I appreciate you and really enjoyed just talking with you. In or out of character, I've enjoyed you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Feelings mutual. You guys are so awesome, and I can't wait for December 25th.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all, and may God greatly bless you in this season.
Friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Us a Good Story.
For additional content and longer episodes, you can go to our website at kevinandsteph.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And don't forget, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. right here on the AM/FM 24/7 network. Thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.